She's the boss. Boss Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to She's the Boss Radio Network. You know, we are a 24-hour, 7 days a week, and we focus on topics to build, strengthen, and inspire, as well as motivate men, women, and the youth from the home to the conference room and around our community. I am your host, Sharon, a.k.a. The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. I am sitting across from my co-host.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Michael G of Mike G's Insurance Group. Good afternoon, Sharon. How are you doing today?
I am good. And guys, you are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on She's the Boss Radio. And we thank you for tuning in to the show. We invite you to be a part of the show by calling in 443-272-5922. Again, the number is 443-272-5922. Join us on www.shestheBossRadio.com, and you can meet us in the V-Lounge. Listen to us on TuneIn.com, Google, Alexa, and Siri by saying play She's the Boss Radio or Shoutcast. Follow us on Facebook at She's the Boss Radio. Follow us on Twitter. You are listening to WSTBR. And today we are going to start this afternoon off with a prayer. We all need prayer these days, so we're going to start off with a prayer, a short prayer. Okay, so let's be in the attitude of prayer. Dear God, as we wind down and we break and we think about the new year, let us give thanks for all we hold dear. Our health, our family, and our friends. Let us release our grudges, our anger, and our pain, for those are nothing but binding chains. Let us live each day in the most loving way, the God-conscious way. Consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Now is the time to put aside past and present setbacks and failures and look with confidence to a new day called tomorrow. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to talk about strategies that can help us get unstuck and stick to our goals for the year, our New Year's resolution. Okay. The start of a new year is a perfect time to turn a new page, which is probably why so many of us make New Year resolutions. Have you made yours?
I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Make goals?
Yeah, I have goals.
I have goals also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The new year often feels like new life, a fresh start, and a great opportunity to change bad habits and establish new routines, which I definitely need to change my routine. I need to change my bad habits.
What routine and bad habits are those?
my routine, I need to be more, I need to get up earlier so I can start my day fresh. And the longer you lay in bed, the tighter you get. So I need to just get up, do what I got to do, wait on opportunities, you know, miss opportunities that I missed all last year. And I need to catch up and just not overlook opportunities that's right in front of my face.
What bad habits?
Bad habits is procrastinating.
No, your bad habits, you say you want to
try. Yeah, one of my bad habits is procrastinating. Not getting things done that I should get done. Putting things off that I should be doing. That's a bad habit.
But can that contribute to your work schedule?
It can.
So how are you going to wake up early when?
If I get up earlier, I'm more motivated. If I get up early, I have more time to do what I need to do. If I wake up late and then I'm rushing all during the day, trying to get to work and rushing all during the day and all of that. But if I stop procrastinating, I get up and do what I need to do, I can accomplish more.
Yeah, but you work two jobs, all right?
Yeah, but
so, I mean,
I can't allow that to be a hindrance, because if I keep focusing on that I got two jobs, I'm not going to get any further than where I'm at right now, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, I feel
I got to push past those two jobs, and one of my focuses is getting rid of one of those jobs. So I still need to do what I need to do. Why are you frowning at? I am going to get rid of one of the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm, okay.
My client told her mom, I don't know what I'm going to do when Miss Sharon leaves.
Oh.
And she said, her mom said,
you're going to stay.
No, her mom said, oh, well, you got a couple of years. I said, I'm retiring next year. She said, oh, I guess that's sooner than I thought.
2023?
No.
You said next year.
Well, I'm going to go part-time. She don't know that yet. But I'm going to go part-time. I'm going to do 3 days a week instead of just giving it up, because I need to pay some bills. So I need to stay focused, stop procrastinating. I got some things I need to do. I did accomplish some things in 2020 and then 2021. So I need to keep it going 2022. You don't believe me, do you?
I didn't say that.
I'm going to accomplish something.
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to finish some things. So what accomplishments do you want to do this year? What have you accomplished so far since the pandemic, since 2020?
I don't have my goals in front of me.
I mean, just
I spoke about my goals when I was on Tuesday.
No, I said what have you accomplished since 2020 that you that you said, this is my goal and I'm going to accomplish it. What have you done, or have you finished anything from 2020 that you said you was going to do?
I got to see my list.
No, it's not a list.
I have a goals list, Emma. What
did you do in 2020? You don't need to look at what did you do. I know you know what you did.
I left the job field.
Okay, that's a goal. I mean, that's good. And you became independent
that
in 2020.
Correct. Let's see. Yeah, I can say that. But like I said, I have a goal list, and every time I reach a goal, I highlight it and know that I accomplished it.
So you don't know what you accomplished last year, but you left your job.
I got to see my goals. You know, as I'm getting old, I
can't remember.
So I need to see what's in front of me. And if it was in front of me, can I put it up on here? No. See, if I had my Apple laptop, I could have connected to my iCloud and put it up.
You pull up all your goals that you accomplished.
Yeah.
Was it a lot?
Yeah, it was. You'd be surprised when you go back and looked at it. You'd be like, oh, I did this.
Right.
I did that.
The little things that you forget about that you accomplished. You're like, dang, I did. Okay.
That's why you got to write it down.
Yeah, I need to write down everything. Now, what have I accomplished since 2020? I said I was going to write a book. So I became a collaborating author for a best-selling book. I think that's in 2020. I said I want to do community outreach. So I became a chaplain. I forgot what else I did in 2020. But then 2021, I started the radio show. I started a blog. I hired a virtual assistant.
You know, it's funny you said that. I saw one of my managers and we were speaking about, you know, wealth and passive income and how we can establish this business to beyond. And he was like, are you aware of a virtual assistant? I'm like, yeah, I'm aware of it.
I love my virtual assistant.
It make a whole lot of sense on the aspect when it comes to how I can get in front of people and I can take that duty away from me and allow me to focus on other things. And that duty is calling people. So this virtual assistant would be calling like 8 hours a day, and you determine how many days that you want. And the price is very, like, whoa, like, for that much?
My virtual assistant, she's reasonable.
And then, for that much? I'm like,
and I call her up all the time. I have a Mrs. Busy Bee that she's working on for me, which is she's going to travel through on Facebook and Instagram, spreading good word to people, inspiring and motivating people. So she's working on Mrs. Busy Bee right now for me.
That's good. So that's your virtual assistant for that. My virtual assistant is setting this, allowing me to get in front of people.
But she's not just doing that. She does my Facebook. She does my posting. She does my website. She puts stuff on my website and all of that stuff. So
I do all that. And I learn with social media.
I don't have
time
to do a whole bunch of stuff.
Like, I guess up.
See, you get up early. I need to start getting up early.
And I set my schedule. Like I say, if I get a entity where they can make us 8 hours a day, and let's say that I get 20, 25 appointments a day, then I can focus on bringing people into the business. Mm-hmm. Let them know, like, hey, I got this funnel over here. I can't handle all this. You're talking about 20... 25 leads.
Yeah, that's when your virtual assistant.
5 days a week. Mm-hmm. That's what? 125 people. Can't be able to do that.
Right. It was a company that I talked to, and it was a virtual assistant, but they wanted a lot of money. It was like unbelievable enough. I was like, no, I can't afford you. It cost a lot of money.
See, this.
She's the one I have. She's very, very reasonable.
This was very reasonable, so.
So, yeah. So, okay. And then, and once I establish my new routine and everything, that will help me to grow emotionally, socially, physically, and intellectually. Because emotionally, I won't be as stressed as I am. Socially, I would go out and I need to be the face behind Sharon's neighborhood chat. You know, they need to recognize me in the community doing things, not just posting and stuff on Facebook. So I need to get out there. So, and my health, I need to keep my health up. You know, you retire, your health goes down. Get all kind of problems and stuff like that. Knock on wood, I haven't got the coronavirus yet.
And on that note, everyone, we're going to go on break.
Yes. We will continue this after break.
She's the Boss. Boss. Radio Network.
Yeah, that's the sound of today's business community. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and only the strong survive. The challenge is navigating the ever-changing business environment to put your business in the forefront. So how does your business keep up with the changes? That's where She's the Boss Network comes in. She's the Boss Network is an internet media network that's been helping businesses like yours get the exposure that you're looking for at reasonable cost by way of radio and video. They'll help you stay successful by navigating change and seeing the big picture. After She's the Boss Network analyzes your business and marketing strategies, you'll start to see a media presence like you've never seen in your business before. And She's the Boss Network doesn't stop there. They use their findings to create a practical plan of action, a plan that will get your business from where you are to where you need to be. There you go. Lock those dogs up for good by giving She's the Boss Network a call at 866-494-5945, extension 101, or by checking their website at shesthebossradio.com. Again, that's 866-494-5945, extension 101, or shesthebossradio.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, a.k.a. The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on She's the Boss Radio. Boss Radio.
We're back. We are talking about strategies that can help us to stick to our goals and our New Year's resolution. You know, of course, it's easy to make these goals and all these things. Much easier, but it's harder to keep all the goals. Especially when you're trying to do too many goals at one time. You got the whole year to spread your goals out. Because I think a couple of months you said you had 100 goals. You said you had 100 goals.
My goal is to get up to 100 goals, but you put them down to challenge yourself. I mean, you're not going to hit every goal. I know, but
you didn't say I have 100 goals.
My goal is to get 100 goals, which is, like I said, when I was on my show, I had 32.
Oh, okay.
And I added 10 more.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at 42. So, I mean, you go back and you look at them, and where if you accomplished, like, yeah, you check them off. Then you just roll it over to the next year. I mean, you still have your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your quarter goals, like whether it's every
and
3 months
that,
or every four months.
You separate them like that.
Yeah.
Weekly goals, monthly goals, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of, you can't do all the goals in a week.
No,
or
a
month.
You focus on just daily activity.
Yeah.
Most you do every day.
But most people, they don't do that. By the end of March, they abandon their goals and strategies, and they're going back to their old patterns, you know.
That's because they don't have a system in place.
Right. Exactly.
You know? It's got to have a system in place, and you got to do daily activity.
And that's what I'm working on, making a to-do list and all.
You're working on a to-do list on January the 15th? You're supposed to do it after the last 2 weeks in December.
I know.
I was telling you to do that. I'm trying to help you out.
I know. It's a work in progress. I'm saying, you know. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it because this is going to be the year that I accomplish some things.
So do you have any goals written down?
Yeah, I have some goals written down.
Do you have any goals posted up where you can see it every day?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
And I have one personal goal that's just for me that I have posted that I look at every day to motivate me to get that goal finish.
And what goal was that?
It's personal. I won't let anyone know until after I accomplish it.
It don't work like that.
No, it's my personal goal.
It doesn't work like that. It's, you got to share it with somebody.
It's for me. It's for me.
You have to share with somebody that can relate.
I'm not sharing this one with anyone until after I do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear you.
And then I was reading verywellmind.com. They say, here are some New Year resolutions to try doing this year. Focus on your passion. I think everything that we do that motivates us stems from our passion. You agree? I think it stems from our passion. If we're not passionate about things, we're not really motivated to accomplish it. Your passion is what drives you. Your passion is what fires you, you know, that puts the fire. You like, I gotta do this. This is what I wanna do. So your passion is very important. You agree?
Your passion.
Okay, so number one, it's good. Give one compliment a day. That's easy for me. Is that easy for you?
I speak to people every day, so
I say give compliments every day.
I mean, I don't know if I give a compliment or not, but I speak to people every day.
But that's good. Not all people speak every day.
I'm not rude to people, so
some people don't speak at all. You walk past and say hi, they don't even speak to you.
I just laugh.
So, okay.
Give one compliment a day?
I give compliments all the time.
But isn't that like normal or come natural when you having a conversation with somebody? You know, I appreciate you, have a great day, thank you for your time. Ain't that nice?
Everybody don't do that. Everybody not like you.
But that is good. But she do that every day, though, right?
Not everybody.
I mean, we're not talking about everybody. We know everybody don't do it.
I do it. I give compliments.
But I'm saying, if you are in this space, at this time, at this hour, at this minute, that's a norm, though, right?
That's normal for me. I always speak to people. Even if they don't speak to me, I still speak. I hold a door for people. I compliment. I be like, "Oh, your shoes look good." Or, "I like that outfit you got on." Or, "You got a nice smile." Or, "You smell good." I get compliments all the time. Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, that's so nice."
Great.
You know, I do it all the time. That's easy for me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Go a whole day without checking your email or Facebook. Can you do that?
Go a whole day without checking your email
or Facebook.
That's from where?
This is from verywellmind.com. You can look it up. It's all in there.
I don't know about that one.
I have gone all day. I can go all day without checking my email.
I don't know about that
But your job is
around you. I disagree with that.
No, it's just saying this is something to try.
Yeah, don't try it, everyone. Don't try that.
If you think you can do it, just try for a day.
I'm gonna say if he said Facebook because you got people out here that's on Facebook.
But then that might not be one thing that they try. They don't have to try that. This is just something to try.
So he should have categorized that. This is not for those entrepreneurs.
No, if you don't know this ain't for you, then...
Yeah, but that's bias, though.
It's things to try. You don't have to try.
She shouldn't put that on there.
Yes, you should.
He shouldn't put that on there.
Because I can go without reading my emails every day.
People's phones are connected to their emails.
Yeah, so if you got a job that is like that, then you know, okay, that's not one of the things I'm going to try. I'm going to skip over that one.
I'm just saying.
So, I can go without checking my email for one day. For one day.
How?
I can't.
How?
I don't have to check.
You just lost a sale there. If you don't check, somebody email you Monday and you don't check all Monday and you check Tuesday, you're like, oh, let me call this person back.
It could be on a Sunday.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing? That we respond back to email. Oh, how you doing? Cheryl, let you know that we're with another prospect. I appreciate you for following back up with me.
If they send me an email on Sunday, they may not get a response till Monday. Because I don't work on Sunday. So I don't always read my email on Sunday.
I didn't say a day. I said Monday, and you check Tuesday.
Right. I'll check it on Monday or Tuesday, but when Sunday come around, I ain't checking.
All right.
That's just how it is.
Gotcha.
Now, Facebook. I go on Facebook just for business type stuff. So it's kind of hard for me not to go on Facebook. But I can challenge myself to not go on Facebook for one day. So I can do
that
for one
day. I'm on all social media platforms.
So, yeah. So go on Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
Go on TikTok. You on TikTok?
Yeah.
So
TikTok.
You gotta go on Facebook. So I can go without Facebook for a day. Do random acts of kindness. I've done that. I can still do it. You can do one for the whole year or whatever.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So I'll do that.
Once for the whole year?
I mean, you can. You can. But
I'll do this one for the whole year. I'll be good.
Yeah.
One time, Lakita.
I'm going to pay for somebody dinner once a year. But yeah.
I'll open the door for you one time.
Yeah,
I'm going to
let the door
deed.
Slam in your face the rest of the days.
This is my good deed for the year, Lord. Gotta open the door for somebody.
So
bless me.
I do my random acts of kindness. You can do it throughout the year. Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. I ain't judging. I need what to say. Read a book a month. You read a lot. So
yeah, I'm the book I got from you, man. I don't know. I'm losing interest.
But well, that's okay. Book is not for everybody.
I done switched up, and I'm, I'm reading College Funding Secrets.
I read books like that, but I want to read a book, a different type of book. So this probably would be good for me to read one book a month on another subject other than business. So I think I can work on that because that's just something that I think I need to do. Just sit down and read a good book.
Yeah, I'm going to finish your book, though. I'm going to finish it. So I'm not going to, like...
Not going to abandon it.
Nah.
Right now. But I'm going to read a book. I'm going to read a romance book or a thriller. I don't know. I'm going to read a book. One book a month.
Okay.
Not a big book, but a book.
Okay.
The three top New Year's resolutions. Can you name them? I know you can name them.
Well, we can do that when we come back from break. If you don't mind.
No.
Oh, okay.
We come back. We'll see y'all back. Okay, we're on break.
She's the boss. Boss Radio Network.
Bored with the traditional wedding, birthday, or special occasion celebrations? Do you feel like you just don't want all of the pressure of coordinating your own event? Do your friends all seem to become professional event planners for your memorable moments? Are you thinking of getting engaged and want a romantic way of doing it? Let us design it for you. Pictures are worth a thousand words. Let our photographers help you to make a statement. Want to make an impression with a beautiful arrangement? Speak with our floral designers. Zeal Enterprises, an all-inclusive event management company that provides complete consulting and coordinating services for weddings, anniversaries, reunions, theme and birthday parties, festivals, conventions, and conferences. Our team of professionals are excited to work with you. Call today, 866-494-5945 or go online to www.zeelbnr.com to begin designing your event. Remember, in everything you do, do it with zeel.
She's the Boss Enterprises, in collaboration with Get It In, Island Cuisine 2, presents WSTBRN, She's the Boss Radio's Second Thursday's Networking Mixer. Every second Thursday of the month, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we will be highlighting a business once a month, radio opportunities, advertising, conversations, great food and drinks. So come on out and enjoy $3 rum punches, $5 Tito's vodka, and $7 catfish platters. For more information on this event and others, follow us on all our social media pages. Facebook, we are She's the Boss Radio. Twitter, we are She's the Boss Radio without the O. IG, Twitch, and Tumblr, we are WSTBRN. Or go out to www.she'stheBossRadio.com. We make radio first so that your vision will be heard. If you would like to shine a light on your business during Second Thursdays, please email us at info@shesthebossradio.com using the hashtag in the subject line, shine a light on it.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on She's the Boss Radio. Going through the top three New Year's resolution that most people
try. Lose weight, stop smoking, stop drinking.
Those, well, exercise more, lose weight, and save money.
Exercise more, lose weight. Ain't those the same thing?
Exercise. Just getting everybody who exercises is not trying to lose weight. Now, for me, exercise and lose weight go hand in hand. And I need to save money.
I want to meet that person who exercises, who's exercising.
They exercise to stay in shape.
Because they're already in shape, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not trying to lose no weight.
But they're already in shape, though, yeah. So I get that. Yeah. But those that are
like,
out of shape.
Some people, like, I watched the 600-pound life. They exercise so they can lose weight.
You didn't start watching TV shows like that. That's what you did. That should be one of your goals. Stop watching these TV shows. No, that's taking away from your time. What you want to do?
No.
All right, okay.
This is a little bit of time I to myself. And we're going to, okay, some tips for making a goal or resolution. Okay, what is a goal that can help us focus on our
Well, the definition of a resolution is, according to the dictionary on Google, a firm decision to do or not to do something. The quality of being determined or resolute. According to Indeed, what are goals? A goal is a short statement of a desired
but
icon.
What can make our...
Are you all right over there? No, I'm continuing with the definition of goals.
Yeah.
A goal is a short statement of a desired outcome to be accomplished over a long time frame. Then it got usually 3 to 5 years. So that depends on the type of goal you have. So, yeah.
Right. So, some of the tips to make it a little bit easier would be positive. You need to be positive, right? Can't be negative and try to fulfill a goal.
And where you get this information from again?
Verywellmind.com.
Okay.
So you're going to Google it now?
Man, you know I am. That's why I got an iPad in front of me. So you get information from him a lot?
Some.
Oh, okay.
So you don't believe that being positive is a tip for
making your goals possible.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, because it's making it seem like, let me check and see if that's
no. I just want to know where you got your information. I just want to pull it up for myself so I can see it. Can I do that? I just want to do that. That's all.
Yeah. I put it out there for anybody if you want to, you know, go to it. I'm not making this stuff up.
I didn't say you was making it up. I just want to see it for myself.
Another tip would be clear on your goals.
Yeah, you got to be positive. You got
to
be clear.
Take baby steps.
Yeah, you have to.
Be more productive.
You have to.
And that's a big one.
We could have came up with these strategies ourselves, you know?
I mean, but I'm just doing this because I don't want people to think it's just me. They can read whatever I put there.
Yeah, I mean, but don't.
But I agree on a lot of this stuff.
You got to be positive. You got to be clear. You got to have daily activity. You got to
give yourself a break. Don't, you know, beat yourself up because you didn't accomplish a goal. Because that's one of the things that make people stop focusing on their goal. Oh, I didn't make it, so I ain't going to do it.
No. Have a support system.
Don't give up. So a lot of people give up too quickly.
Because they quit us. Don't quit, y'all. Don't quit on yourself. You know, start something, stick in there. You know, have somebody you can speak to. You can call up like, man, this ain't working. And that person wants to encourage you to keep pushing through. So don't quit, y'all. Right, Sharon?
Limit your goals. Don't, like, put a whole lot of goals in a basket and think you're going to accomplish all your goals in 60 days.
Now, hold on. Limit your goals.
Break them up like you said in the beginning. You got your 30 days.
But what if you have a goal that you think you can accomplish in 60 days?
You can do it, but I'm saying don't do a lot of them. You can't do 50 goals in 30 days.
That's not feasible, though. You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying, not to do that.
I don't think nobody want to do that.
You never know.
You're doing damage to yourself. Then you're going to be stressed. It's like, I got a deadline. I can't meet this goal.
Yeah, they can't meet it, then they give up. Remember that change is a process. Change is a process. It's a process changing your bad habits.
You got bad habits?
Yeah, I got bad habits.
I mean, you made that comment to me like I got bad habits or something. Like, you look at me.
You look at me like bad habits. But I'm just saying.
You got bad habits. Like,
what? I said remember that change is a process. If you have bad habits, don't think you're just gonna, it's gonna go away tomorrow or the next day.
Why not?
You can go cold turkey your whole life.
You can go cold turkey. Why not?
Well, you can.
No, I'm just saying. I was like,
get support from friends and family. I mean, you need some help. Ask for help. You need help. You know, you can't do everything by yourself. You can't be the only one in the room. And renew your motivation. When you think you can't go no further, motivate yourself. Put your goals on the wall and look at it. You know, why are you doing this? Why do you want to save money? Why do you want to be better than you were last year? If you don't want to be no better than you were last year, then you might as well don't do no goals. Just keep doing what you're doing. Right?
Because, I mean, yeah.
The big question is, why do we make these goals and resolutions? Why do we do it? Why? Do we do it just because we just used to doing it? Just a normal thing that we do, or because we've been doing it for so long, it just seemed like a natural thing to do.
I feel as though that those individuals who want to change, who want to be successful, set goals in order to make changes in their life.
That's a good reason.
And you have people out here that don't care about goals, comfortable and content with
just doing
normal life.
Being in the moment.
Yeah. So it depends. until something resonated with them or something that is an eye opener where you're like, you know what? I am much more than what I am right now.
That's true.
So it really depends on if that person really understands goals.
And they at that point in their life that they want to make a change.
Yeah. And if you have goals, you know, you can't share them with everybody because everybody's not going to relate.
Yeah, because everybody's not where you at. Everybody's not going to understand your goals. You're going to get some haters.
No, they're just not going to be able to relate.
Yeah, because you might be on a different level that they are. They can't relate to some all your goals, where you want to be, how you're going to get
there.
Yeah,
because it's like you see life at a different state, and they're like, oh, that's good for you.
Or they'd be like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing it that way?
You just got to tell them. I don't know. But you do know. Yeah, so I don't know.
Right.
That's what I do. So, I mean, why are you doing that? I don't know.
New year seems like a new beginning for some people.
Yeah, but you're late, though. You're like 15 days late. I understand you had vacation.
I've been on vacation.
Yeah, you know, you there. I got it. Guess we came back from vacation rocking and rolling.
No, we had to move a house.
No, they should, you know, that's another. I'm not going
to
get
they
into
that.
They
had a truck to move some of the stuff.
You moving. That's what you doing.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you moving.
So, new year feels like a new beginning. And also presents great opportunities to overcome struggles with willpower. Willpower and determination.
You feeling this today.
Good, right?
You are really feeling
right.
This, huh?
Well, oftentimes we bite off more than we can chew. We say we want these big things and we want it right now. And then when they don't get it right now, then they like, forget it.
That's because they don't understand the process.
That's what I say. Change is a process.
So, you got to put in that work. You got to have daily activity.
You got to put in the work.
But you can see it, though. It's nothing wrong seeing yourself in this and doing that. But by seeing it, you got to realize that it's going to take some work, some time. You're going to fall back. You're going to clip up. You're going to mess up.
But when you see that you accomplished something, you feel good about yourself. You're like, okay, now what's next on the list?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, but change is also you're going to fail.
Oh, yeah. And failing is not a failure. It's like a learning opportunity. You know, not to do that again. You know,
yeah.
And we are going to break and we'll continue this in a moment.
Yeah, I gave you.
You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think? You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think?
Hey, I'm Jenny James for Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner. You've probably been home a lot more. Maybe you have kids like me who spill all the time, and you've noticed that your carpet's not looking so good. Why don't you call Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner? They use a dry extraction service, so you won't have wet carpet all day long, and you can get back to doing the things you love with your family immediately. And it's a way to make your room healthier while improving your indoor air quality. You can do tile, slate, granite, ceramic, area rugs, and yes, they're pet friendly too. Why don't you get a free, no obligation estimate today? NeatlyDoneSanAntonio.com.
She's the Boss Enterprises in collaboration with Get It In Island Cuisine 2 presents WSTBRN. She's the Boss Radio's Second Thursday's networking mixer. Every second Thursday of the month from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we will be highlighting a business once a month. Radio opportunities, advertising, conversations, great food and drinks. So come on out and enjoy $3 rum punches, $5 Tito's vodka, and $7 catfish platters. For more information on this event and others, follow us on all our social media pages. Facebook, we are She's the Boss Radio. Twitter, we are She's the Boss Radio without the O. IG, Twitch, and Tumblr, we are WSTBRN. Or go out to www.shesthebossradio.com. We make radio first so that your vision will be heard. If you would like to shine a light on your business during Second Thursdays, please email us at info@shesthebossradio.com using the hashtag in the subject line, Shine a Light on It.
It's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.
Guys, welcome back. I want to go over the SMART goals. SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time frame are your SMART goals. you don't think they did? Huh?
No, I have that in my notes.
Oh, you do? I have it in my notes too.
Oh, man.
We have to learn to adapt. We're going to encounter setbacks, and it's one of the most common reasons why people give up on their New Year's resolution or goals. If you find yourself falling back to bad habits, don't view it as a failure. The path forward, your path is not always going to be straight. And there will always be challenges along the way. So if you just remember that there's always going to be challenges on the way, that everything is not going to be perfect, it's not going to always go the way you want it to go. We have setbacks like sickness. You got the children, you got your job, you got your husbands, you got your wives. So there's going to be sometimes where you fall short of accomplishing your goal for like your week or your month. So just be mindful that you will have challenges and you will have setbacks. But if you just motivate yourself and keep going and just be positive in what it is that you're trying to do, don't do too many things at one time. Focus on the goal ahead. Focus on the reason why you picked that goal. You agree? If you focus on why you picked the goal, you're going to be much more successful in achieving your goal. Right?
Y'all correct.
So, this is something that I needed to read over myself, because I need accountability. I need to be focused.
That's good. You share what you're trying to accomplish over the air. So
yeah, I mean, I'm very aware of the things that I want to do. I'm very aware of the things that I have not done. I'm not ashamed to say I haven't accomplished something. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you're not going to accomplish everything you want when you say you want to do it. But you can't quit. You got to keep going so you can accomplish it. You want to accomplish all your goals, all that life.
I have tunnel vision. I got my head down this year.
Why you say that?
I just do.
Why?
Why what?
You said you got tunnel vision. You just got your head down.
Yeah, tunnel vision. I got my head down.
Why you got your head down? I mean, we want to know why would you have your head down? And why would you have... Is it because you're just looking
what
forward?
What I see is what I... Like behind you right now, I see $250K. I see
Okay, so just need you to explain that to us.
Like, I see me marketing myself. I see growing this platform right here with you. So, got my head down and got tunnel vision. So,
okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you doing that. Well, okay. Yeah. I got tunnel vision. I don't want nothing to stop me. I'm going.
Yeah, like something good happened. Check it off. Keep my head down and just move to the next.
Right.
Something bad happened. Push it aside. Learn from it. Take notes.
Yeah.
Keep moving. Head down. Tunnel vision.
Right.
HDTV hashtag. Don't do that no more. I'm about to put that hashtag HDTV. What is that? Head down. Tunnel vision.
Oh, that's good. You know, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna steal that from you.
Nope, you can't steal that.
I'm gonna steal that
from
you.
Nope, don't do that.
I'm gonna steal that from you.
Nope, because I'm on for social media before you, so I'm gonna post it right now so they can see.
Our hour is just about up, and we want to invite you back next week, same time, same place, where we will be talking about 9 ways your emotions influence your judgments.
Say that again.
9 ways that your emotions influence your judgment.
Oh, yeah. You need to have somebody come on.
Your emotions influence a lot of things that you do and say and act and feel.
Mm.
We feel more emotions. Mm. So that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Mm.
Same time,
your
same
emotions,
place.
Huh?
Emotions. And our judgments.
Mm.
And our judgments. So, we will see you back next week. We're going to say see you later. We're not going to say bye. And enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your weekend, and the rest of your week.
Accomplish one of your goals this week, everyone. You have a goal this week, whether it is making $100 this week, or getting your first win, or
doing something.
Yeah, get your first goal, knock it out, write down your goals, and
have what activity. They can do, they can go to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on Facebook and post a goal that you want to accomplish. That would be good.
Do that.
List 1 or 2 goals that you want to accomplish within 6 months. That's very reasonable. Within 6 months. Okay. Can't you make 50K in 6 months? Is that unreasonable?
It could be done. Just gotta work hard at it. Mm-hmm. You gotta do that 7 days a week. I'm gonna say that.
I mean, if you motivated, if you want to make 50, I mean, y'all listening to Big G right here. He say if you do it 7 days a week, you can make 50. I mean, if 50 G, you can do it.
Yeah, if you.
I mean, you can come down and just do 20 G, but still work your ground seven days a week. You get to 20. Before you're 6 months, then you can get to that 50, right? Mm. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
And then, you know, be a sponsor for Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Sponsor us. You come on the show. Tell us how you did it. Spread the knowledge. Don't hold it in. We all want to know. Inquiring minds.
It depends on what platform. It depends on what's your business, what you're doing.
But real estate is kind of easy to do it.
Nah, real estate is not no easy kind of do it.
You can't make $20,000 in 6 months with real estate.
Real estate is not easy. I don't know who told you that lie.
Because I know a whole lot of people in real estate and they've done it.
Yeah, I mean, but it ain't easy though.
I mean, you got to work. You got to find that house and you got to fix it up. And then you got to sell it and all of that.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing is easy. Unless you're selling drugs. But we ain't doing all that. We doing the legal thing. So you got to work for it.
I'm not going to comment on the illegal drugs.
I'm just saying that's not what we doing. We doing legal stuff. You have to work for it. That's an accomplishment when you work for something and you achieve it. You can say, I did that. That's mine.
So those individuals who's illegally selling drugs, they're not...
We're not even talking about that. That's a different subject.
I'm just saying. You know,
I'm sure selling drugs ain't that easy neither. We're not on that subject.
I mean, you wouldn't say that. I'm just saying. What selling drugs had to do with
it? I'm just saying. You got to work hard for what you do, what you accomplish. So we'll see you back next week. Don't forget to post your goals on Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on Facebook. See you later.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Peace. Selling drugs.
You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think? You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think?
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.